Classic Business. Tax.
Well, the long-awaited carbon tax bill, which took effect on 1 June 2019, will have a considerable impact on many of the large corporates that are currently operating in South Africa. As such, these companies will be under increasing pressure to find viable strategies to make their operations more sustainable. Joining me now to talk more about this is David French. He's the Director for Tax Consulting at Mazars. Evening, David, and thank you for joining us this evening. You might have to go a little bit slow here, but take us through what the carbon tax bill is all about.
Good evening, Kwebi, and thank you for having me. How slow do you want it? Because I think it's going to take several days to go through everything. We'll try and summarize it quickly. The purpose of the bill is really to make people reduce their carbon footprints. It's not designed to raise quick money for the government. And we see this in, it's now an act that is only 10 pages long, before all the schedules that detail who and what is subject to the tax. The schedules are 21 pages. Those 10 pages have, I think I counted, 8 different formulae. And those 8 different formulae, the major one, the formula for the amount of tax payable, has something in it which I have never seen before. It starts with X equals, and then it opens 4 brackets. They have to open 4 brackets for it. The formula stretches across the rest of the page. And the definitions for the formula run to just about a page long. So it's incredibly complex in calculation. But in effect, the first phase is designed not to have too much of an impact on producers of carbon tax and the end user. And I see that as being an act that's trying to, as I said, as I opened with, trying to control our behavior going forward. It's saying, guys, look out. If you're going to continue being dirty, we are going to tax you.
David, I suppose the first thing that comes to mind is how does government want to, or how do they hope to police something like this? I mean, you just explained the complexities around how the calculations work here, and I'm assuming that this is something that broadly corporates would be paying in South Africa over time. How does one police something like this? Is it even possible?
I've been wondering about that since I started preparing for this interview. There's two parts to it. Firstly, the administration has been put into the customs division of SARS. So these are the people who are more used to watching out. They have the excise duties, which is a tax at source. So it's you have to self-declare, and the people who administer it are used to dealing with self-declaration, the excise duties, that type of thing. So on the one hand, it's self-declaration. On the other hand, it's done in conjunction with the Department of Energy Affairs. I don't know if they've changed that whole ministry recently. But there's a carbon tax reporting to them. So you have an obligation to report emissions, remembering that this tax is on your carbon emissions as a producer or as a manufacturer or in the transport industry. You need to report to the DEA, and customs will use some of that data to check on you. So I expect that over the next few years, we'll have lots of visits from customs officials to the various producers to confirm what you have declared.
So, David, it seems just from the outset, all corporates will be affected by this tax at the end of the day. Everybody will be everybody will have to fork out some form of capital as far as it's concerned. But the policing of this just quite frankly seems almost impossible to do unless you have a police force, and I'm talking about SARS now, people that can police this kind of thing, you know, with a higher degree in maths at the end of the day. Now, if you don't have that, then the only way that you can try and get people used to this is by providing the allowances, which is really what government has now tried to do, is provide allowances so that the impact of it is in the short term at least not felt until they've actually figured out how to actually implement something like this. Is that true?
Yes, precisely. The base tax rate is currently 120 rand per ton of our output of greenhouse gas emissions. That is reduced through a series of allowances to between 6 and 48 rand per ton. So they are giving us in the first phase, which runs till 2022, December 2022, they're giving producers large allowances, getting people used to it, allowing them, everyone to get their systems in place. And again, as I say, to me, it's more a social engineering thing. Perhaps we as consumers should be now saying to the producers, guys, we don't want you to be taxed because we know you're going to pass that on to us. We've got allowances at the moment, but from 2023 onwards, we may not have those allowances. That's going to increase the cost to us as consumers. Change your ways or we will move somewhere else.
Well, that was David French. He's the Director for Tax Consulting at Mazars. We're going to be going to the news now. This news is brought to you by Ashburton Investments, the asset manager that's fully invested in outcomes for you.